Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
Both two- and four-legged Alaska creatures will soon be combing the bushes and seeking out the juicy, sweet rewards of berry-picking season. Or will they? In this week's edition of Garden Talk, Master Gardener Ed Byarski takes a look at this year's timing and provides some tips for harvesting a healthy berry crop. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
I've noticed in some of the berry plants, the salmon berries and the raspberries and the blueberries, they seem to be a little bit slow as far as fruiting this year. Is that my imagination?
Not at all. From my records from past years, even just compared to last year, which was cold and wet, if we remember, we're getting more sunshine this year or this month. 10 days later or more for the raspberry plants. Blueberries way back, which were started blooming back in April, are late. Although they're looking more promising, there is color showing on the early blueberries. So definitely late. Apples and cherries, likewise, late, 2 to 3 weeks late or more.
Is there anything we can do to accelerate this, or is it just, or just kind of cross our fingers for more sunshine here? I say that in jest, knowing it can't really be answered.
Yes, a big dome over your berry patch. How's that sound? With clear and maybe a wood stove in there to for warmth. But I mean, right now it looks good, and we can't really help accelerate. One thing we may want to do for the apples, at least, we've talked about thinning apples in the past. And again, I think because of last year's poor, cold, wet weather, that there may not be a lot of energy stored in the roots of the plants to ripen all those fruits. So thinning may be especially important this year. Or it may happen, Mother Nature is going to do some thinning. A lot of those maybe pollinated fruits will fall off because of lack of energy. So thinking about that, finish our fertilizing now, seaweed, compost, and other things. We don't want to be fertilizing trees and woody shrubs after July 1st or so. At this point, we're looking ahead to next year also.
Anything else that we should know about berries?
The challenge is going to be weather, coming weather. Our past problems include wet weather when the cherries are ripening. So that if we get dry weather, they can ripen, they don't crack, they don't get rotten. For raspberries, the last few years I have put up Costco shelter frames, put a clear cover over the top of them to keep the raspberries from getting moldy so quickly as they do. So that's some of the things we can possibly affect, change, and again, look forward to when the berries get ripe, whenever they do.
And they get moldy when they don't have enough air circulation, is that right?
Exactly, yeah. So raspberries are the worst. I swear you look at them, and, oh, those look like they're going to be ripe in about a couple of hours. You come back a couple of hours later and they're already moldy. It's a real problem. Where the blackberries seem to be resistant to a lot of the molds, currants and gooseberries are great in that way too, and are much less affected by them, more tolerant of moist weather. And they're normally tart. You know, we're not trying to get necessarily sweet currant berries compared to cherries or apples.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
That's Master Gardener Ed Byarski with this edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature during KTOO's morning edition in the spring, summer, and early fall. You can sign up for the podcast or ask your own yard and garden question at ktoo.org/gardentalk. We'll try to answer it in an upcoming segment.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Byarski is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.